Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you today, October 14th, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you joining us today. Yom Kippur happened over the weekend. Incredible. We're now entering the most treacherous part, guys. So hang on here. So welcome, everybody. Let's see who's jumping on. I see West Virginia, Missouri, San Diego, Arizona, Washington State, Ohio. We're coming to Ohio at the end of October. We'll tell you more when we have more details on that. Louisiana, Texas. God bless Texas. We love the people of Texas. About three quarters of our social media team is from Texas. So we have Texas representing here at Ark of Grace Ministries. Montana, South Africa. Wow. Hello to our friends in South Africa watching. New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey, Montana. So many of you jumping on. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We're going to open up in prayer, and I just have a couple of announcements at the beginning. We're going to switch it a little bit for today. We have got some incredible prophetic revelation to get into with you today. So if you can share this broadcast, there is quite the parallel running when it comes to the events that have happened in America, especially over the past 4 years in the end of 2 Samuel and the beginning of 1 Kings. And we have to talk about these prophetic parallels because they will blow your mind. And it sets up for a lot of what we see and why things happen the way they happened. So let's open up in prayer and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Please forgive us, Lord, of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. Father, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Lord. And Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It sprinkled onto the mercy seat. We were purchased, redeemed. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. When Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," and he rose again miraculously in 3 days, he ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the advocate before the throne of the Father without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your glory, your might, your power would fall and mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, who are watching, that your Spirit would mightily move, that your word would go ahead of us, Father God, tonight, Lord, that you would lead and guide us tonight, Lord, in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, I ask in Jesus' name, you fill me and those watching, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father. Lord, you are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. We are receptacles for your glory to fill, for your kingdom, Father God, your work to be done on this earth, Father God. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that you are ever present. You are omniscient. You are omnipotent. You are holy and perfect in all of your ways, Lord. And we just bless your holy name, Father God. We lift your name up. Let your name be glorified above all, Father God. Tonight, we ask for a hedge of protection in Jesus' name, and that your holy angels would be dispatched of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this property, Father God, to surround us as we go forth to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, that they would fill this office, Father God, and protect as we go forth in you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, let your word go ahead, Father God, and guide my words tonight, Lord. We praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hello to everybody that we're jumping on during prayer. Okay. So Sadie's on the desk, public service announcement. We'll see but how I can get her off. But right now she's sitting on the desk and we're trying to keep her tail out of the camera. So let me just go over a couple of announcements very fast. We have a couple at the end too, but these are crucial for the beginning. So night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. October 27th, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eric and Lara Trump will be joining us. We have some incredible people right now that we are confirming with them to come on. Robin Bullock has confirmed as well. I believe Don A. Clement has confirmed. Perry Stone has confirmed. We're confirming with others. So just as soon as we have the lineup confirmed, we will tell you that everybody that is coming on, but this is the most crucial and important night of prayer we do for the soul and for the life of America. The last night of prayer was crucial for the life of President Trump. And this night of prayer is not only crucial for his life and the life of his family, but for the soul and life of America. Please mark your calendars and join us October 27th, starting at 5 p.m. live Eastern Standard Time. Also, we're coming to Reawaken America, right? With Selma, North Carolina, Reawaken America at the end of this week. We are going to be collecting for victims of the hurricane. We have a volunteer coming that's going to be actually running back supplies that we get. I will tell you, there is a big ask for winter clothes right now as well. And so what you could do for a full list of items, you can go to our website, arcofgrace.org/events. You can also give monetarily if you'd like, and we will make sure it goes to help those that are running supplies right now, doing work and making sure people that have been ravaged are getting what they need. But we will be at the Ark of Grace table at Reawaken America collecting for this. So if you'd like to go purchase some things while you're there, if you'd like to bring some things with you, we would very much appreciate it. Please come out to Reawaken America and be a blessing, because this is something that we all have to come together for. This is something we all have to come together for, and we have to help those that really need it right now. So, oh, thank you, ladies. So, yep, arcofgrace.org/events, donations for hurricanes victims. You could get the list of what we has gotten back to us, what is needed right now. And so you can go and look and see what you can do. And we will have collection boxes at Reawaken America. So you can go to Time to Free America. I think it's timetofreeamerica.com, and you can name your price to come to Reawaken. Name your price and bring a donation for those in need from what has happened in North Carolina and even in Florida. So, yep, you can use promo code GRACE for that as well. Okay. Also, one last announcement before we get into it. Andrew Sorcini will be coming on the last 15 minutes of this broadcast. He has a lot to talk about. Something just happened at another Trump rally as well. And so he is coming on for the last 15 minutes tonight. So we're just telling you this now. But we have a lot to get into. So let's get into it, because it's important. Okay. So we have to talk about this mystery, and we're going to get into this mystery of 2 Samuel 24, 1 Kings 1, and America right now. There is a mystery with this that the Lord showed me that my jaw dropped when I finally saw it. And I said, this is running so parallel, it's incredible. But first of all, let's put up the article over what happened the day after Yom Kippur happens. Let's just put up the article for a minute. Thank you. Okay, armed man arrested near Trump rally over concerns about third assassination attempt. Here's what we know about him. And they're saying in the article, this man was stopped at a checkpoint. He had ammunition. He had weapons on him. He had passports. They said something about a fake license plate. He identifies as a Trump supporter. Okay, notice this incident happens right after Yom Kippur first. This is by no accident. Secondly, there's something very fishy going on with this whole thing, because the man was arrested. He's claiming that he's always been a Trump supporter and wants to do President Trump no harm, but he had quite a bit in his vehicle that law enforcement found to be quite suspicious. But there is a word that ties to this. So I'm going to call for the two clips. We have two clips. Then we'll come back and we'll show you the other clips from October 12th. But let's play the two clips from August 16th now. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is why you must, capital, get in line with me, capital, my will, this is all capitals, my ways, my vision, and my strategy, for I will not lead you astray in such a race. The tortoise and the hare, says the Lord. They are intentionally keeping you off kilter, those within your own ranks. Break free of such and allow me to steer fully now, for they have you in the crossfire again, says the Lord, as well as a red flag of falsities that shall make it look like a supporter attempted a heinous thing. It is lies, it is wicked, and I, the Lord, shall protect and expose as you fully realize that you as a man cannot do this campaign on your own. My children, man is fallible, and you cannot make excuses for bad behavior. This is why you need a savior. My son, capital, who died for humanity, that blood must be applied in my courts, capital, in this hour. As the fate of the nation is being weighed and decided, as I desire to do a mighty work in America, however, it takes full submission and cleaning house of those leading you in the flesh. America has too many messes, and a campaign right now needs to be the exception and the example to a nation desperate for a shepherd. Be the exception. Be the shepherd. All capitals. I am your shepherd, and I will put the staff into your hand to lead such a flock if my ways are committed to. I, the Lord, am not seeking perfection or a perfect walk. I am seeking a listening ear. The ear was scarred for a reason, for that is what is required in this hour. An ear that listens to what I, the Lord, say and the willingness to carry such out. For multiple traps have been set for you, O trumpets, leading to the debates. It's a minefield of setups and sabotage, and I, the Lord, will remove the veil and expose such. Okay, praise the Lord. So that was August 16th, 2024, that those words were given. And then we've got two clips from October 12th, 2024. This was just over the weekend. The Lord on Yom Kippur gave me a very potent, fiery, and powerful word. We actually released it on the night of Yom Kippur, just as the sun went down, actually, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I went live on an emergency and released this word. You can go back and watch it. So let's play those clips now. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, call to me, my children, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Call to me in an hour of pressure, in an hour of uprising and attack, says the Lord. Call unto me as you go through the narrowest and most treacherous part of this valley for your nation's deliverance, says the Lord. Oh, Trumps, this is the most treacherous part, all capitals. Cleave to me, seek me. Walk in my ways, walk circumspectly before me and with reverence, for my covering shall stay upon you as you do such. Do not get ahead of the Lord in this time, but follow me with all your heart and gird up your loins. That means ready yourself for battle. Gird up your loins for this narrow road ahead, for you must have the heart of a shepherd who slew a giant, protected his flock, put down the Philistines, sought the Lord with all his heart, though very flawed. David chased after me, the Lord his God. So that was from, praise the Lord, October 12, 2024, clip from the Yom Kippur word. So this incident happened the day after Yom Kippur. This happened at this security checkpoint. And something is very fishy about this because he was arrested. He adds very suspicious things. They're saying fake passports, potentially, allegedly a fake license plate and weapons and all sorts of things. But he's saying he's a Trump supporter. And the Lord had said they're going to make it look like Trump supporters are doing heinous things. But there's something just very, I don't know, I would say off about this whole thing. So just pray right now. Pray for discernment with this, because this is just the beginning. This is the most treacherous and narrowest part that we have entered after Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So just keep that in mind. Be prayed up. You know, be in the word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Be watchmen on the wall right now. Be watchmen. In an hour where ambushes have been set, and that just flew out of my mouth, an hour when ambushes have been set, be the watchman. Okay, so let's go to 2 Samuel. This is where the mystery is going to begin. This is where the mystery begins that connects 2 Samuel 24 and 1 Kings 1 to what has happened in America. So let's go to 2 Samuel 24, verses 11 through 15 to start this. And this is what it says. Okay, let me see. Hold on. Let me look at this for a second. Oh, okay. So for 2 Samuel 24, 11 through 15, begins with David saying to Saul, "Let the Lord judge between you and me." So this happens in 1 Samuel 24. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. 1 Samuel 24, 11 through 15 has to do with David saying to Saul, "Let the Lord judge between you and me." This is very important to set up what I'm about to say. So verse 11 through 15 says, "Look, my father, indeed, see the hem of your robe in my hand, since I cut off the hem of your robe and did not kill you. Know and understand without question that there is no evil or treason in my hands. I have not sinned against you, though you are lying in wait to take my life." This is David talking to Saul. "May the Lord judge." This is verse 12. When did Yom Kippur fall this year? October 12th, October 11th to October 12th. Verse 12 says, "May the Lord judge between me and you." That's David saying, "May the Lord put us both on trial and judge between me and you, and may the Lord avenge me on you, but my hand shall not be against you." That's verse 12. As the proverb of the ancient says, out of the wicked comes wickedness, but my hand shall not be against you. After whom has the king of Israel come out? Who do you pursue? A dead dog, a single flea. May the Lord be the judge and render judgment between me and you. And may he see and plead my cause and vindicate me by saving me from your hand. David is saying here, may the Lord take the judgment seat and judge between me and you, and know that I have done righteous and you have done wicked, and he will exonerate me. Okay. So what David wants God to do is atone. He wants God to atone. He wants God to cover him. He wants the lot. He wants the lot of guilt to fall on Saul, and he wants the lot of righteousness to fall on him. So he wants God to atone. So this is setting the stage right now for this. Now, when David says this, "May the Lord judge between me and you," and he says it twice, this trial happens. Both of them are on trial before the Lord. This takes place 1011 BC. 1011 is when Yom Kippur started this year. This is by no accident. There's a lot of parallels here I'm going to show you. Now, 1 Samuel 24 is tied to the trial in God's court that happened during this Yom Kippur, where the Lord judged between David, Trump, and Saul, the Biden-Harris camp. Okay, that happened during this Yom Kippur. Now, if we go to 2 Samuel 24, at the beginning of the chapter. So 1 Samuel 24 is the trial. First Samuel 24 sets the trial. First Samuel 24 in 2024, okay, sets the tone here. Now we jump to 2 Samuel 24. David has been king for a while now. And this is what it says. Now, again, the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he incited David against them to say, go count the people of Israel and Judah. So the king said to Joab, the commander of the army who was with him, go now through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and conduct a census of the people so that I may know the number of the people. But Joab said to the king, may the Lord your God add to the people 100 times as many as there are, and let the eyes of my lord the king see it. But why does my lord the king want to do this thing? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab and the commanders of the army. So they went from the king's presence to take a census of the people of Israel. They crossed over the Jordan and camped in Aroer on the south side of the city, which is in the middle of the river valley toward Gad and on toward Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tatim Hochi, and they came to Dan Jan and around Sidon. Notice how Gilead is mentioned in verse 6, and 6 is the number of man. And look at what Gilead did during C-19, because what they were doing was not helping people, it was oppressing people. Verse 7, and they came to the stronghold of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and the Canaanites, and they went out to the south of Judah to Beersheba. So when they had gone about through all the land, taking the census, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave the sum of the census of the people to the king in Israel. They were 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000. Verse 10, but David's heart troubled him after he had counted the people. David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done, but now, O Lord, please take away the sin of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. Verse 11, when David got up in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, verse 12, go and say to David, thus says the Lord, I am giving you 3 choices. Select one of them for yourself, and I will do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him and said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land, or will you flee 3 months before your enemies as they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days of pestilence, a plague or a disease in your land? Now consider this and decide what answer I shall return to him who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hands of man. Verse 15. So the Lord sent a pestilence, a plague, lasting 3 days upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 men of the people from Dan to Beersheba died. When the avenging angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the disaster and said to the angel who destroyed the people, it is enough. Now relax your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. When David saw the angel who was striking down the people, he spoke to the Lord and said, behold, I alone am the one who has sinned and done wrong with these sheep. What have they done to deserve this? Please let your hand be only against me and my father's house. So in verse 18, David builds an altar. He's told to get up, to go build an altar at the threshing floor, right? Where, what happens at the threshing floor? Wheat is beaten and processed. That's what happens at the threshing floor. He's to build an altar at the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. And so David went up according to Gad's word and what the Lord commanded. And so basically David buys the threshing floor from Arunah. He buys it from him. Arunah wants to give it to him. David says, no, I will not sacrifice to the Lord what costs me nothing. He buys the threshing floor. He makes a sacrifice, and basically the plague is relented. He buys, basically he purchased this threshing floor with 2 oxen. It looks to be 2 oxen, or multiple at least, and 50 shekels of silver. 50 is the Jubilee. 50 has to do with what has been stolen being returned back, land that has been taken being returned back to the people. It cost him 50 shekels of silver to buy this. Now, this is also in 1 Chronicles 21, and it says, now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. So Satan is the one that saw the door, stood up against Israel. This is, keep in mind, after David did what he did with Bathsheba and was a naughty boy and did what he did with Bathsheba and offed Bathsheba's husband. So now it comes to this. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring the number of them that I may know it. Okay. And it says 1 Chronicles 21, 7 through 14. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. So David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. Now I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. Then the Lord, it goes into, he spoke to Gad, David's seer, go and tell David, saying, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself that I may do it to you. And we went over what it was. And he puts it back in the hands of God, and God chooses the pestilence. Now, basically, 2 Samuel chapters 11 through 12 is when David and Bathsheba gate happened, and this whole issue happens, okay? So this comes after that. This whole thing where Satan sees an opportunity to stand up against Israel and tempt David, once again, happens after that incident. So the door is opened here for Satan to think he has an in to stand up to ensnare the entire nation of Israel. And I will tell you, the devil will walk through doors if you leave them open. If you leave a door open, the devil is not going to be a gentleman and not walk through it. And this is what happened in the nation of Israel. And I'm going to show you that this is what happened in America. So, the parallel account of the incident surrounding the census reveals it was Satan who incited David to take the census, like it says in 1 Chronicles 21, because there's a discrepancy. Did God incite him, or did the enemy? And the enemy, clearly it states in 1 Chronicles 21, it was the enemy that did it. This discrepancy is often explained by the understanding that in order to achieve his purposes, sometimes God's sovereignty permits Satan to act. God can use Satan in various ways, with the result being the refining, disciplining, and purification of disobedient believers. This is in Luke 22, 1 Corinthians 5, 2 Corinthians 12. And this might have been the case with David. God allowed Satan to tempt him. David made the choice to take the bait. He sinned. It revealed underlying pride that was going on with David, and God then dealt with David accordingly. Now, how does this at all tie to America? Well, I'm going to show you, because it's pretty incredible how this mystery ties to what has transpired in America over the past 4 years. So, when the avenging angel is sent to avenge what man has done, to basically carry out now the judgment that God has given, David is given those three choices as consequences, and he defers to the Lord to choose, and God chooses the pestilence. David was a leader God had anointed and put in place over Israel. Therefore, he is held to a higher standard, and when he strays, the nation suffers as a whole. And this plague of pestilence that was sent and disease, 70,000 people die from it. Now, this is how this mystery ties to America. In 2020, Donald Trump was president. There's something that happened in 2020 that we need to know about. The census in the United States happened in 2020. And it just wasn't any census. It was the 24th census. 2 Samuel 24 is where this incident happens with the census and David and Satan standing up in the nation and tempting the leader, and the nation falls. Well, in 2020, the 24th census happens. And it begins in April, right when COVID erupts and the economy is completely shut down. So the 24th census happens in April of 2020. And when that happens, the entire economy gets shut down. This ties to 2 Samuel 24. So what happens is, once the census goes forth and the economy shuts down, about a month after the 24th census in 2020, May 6, 2020, it was announced that 70,000 people had died from COVID, which is the number of the amount of people. Now, it was 3 days in 2 Samuel. This was 30 days. Okay, so you still have the number three in common. But May 6, 2020, it was announced that 70,000 people died, and that was the number of the amount of people that died in Israel. That died in Israel. 2 Samuel 24, 24th census taking place in 2020 in April when the economy gets shut down. And a month later, it is announced that 70,000 people had died. August 16th, 2024, the word of the Lord says, it is time to redirect. It is time to reset. It is time to go back to the original reasons one stepped out of the private sector and put everything capital on the line for America, the roots. You must, capital, in this hour, go back to your roots, O capital trumpets, for you are in a field of weeds attempting to trek through, see through, an intentional field of weeds and snares and tares that were sown within your camp in 2020. So I gave this word before the Lord showed me this. So the Lord said this, and then the Lord took me just a couple days ago to this. That was sown within your camp in 2020 and were subtly and continually laid and planted as word spread, the one called Trump would run again. So 2 Samuel 24, the census happens, the pestilence happens, right? 2020, the 24th census happens, and pestilence happens. The economy gets shut down, and it's announced a month later that 70,000 people have died, and 70,000 people were the number in 2 Samuel 24 that died from the pestilence after God chose what would be carried out for what happened. So 2 Samuel 24 is the end of the Chronicles of Samuel, shall we say. It leads into 1 Kings chapter 1. So 2 Samuel 24 deals with the census, Satan standing up to Israel to try to destroy the nation, tempting a leader, a census happening, which was sinning against the Lord. And then the pestilence is brought, and then David has to repent and build an altar for the avenging angel to relent, because it says when he got to the capital, Jerusalem, to strike it, God said, it is enough. So if you think about it, when it got to the capital of Washington, D.C. in 2020, in a way, it was enough. When it started to encroach, just like it started to encroach on Jerusalem, that's when the Lord slowed it down and said enough. So it's very interesting. But 2 Samuel 24 leads into 1 Kings chapter 1, a time of two kings in the kingdom. So we go from what happens in 2 Samuel 24 to now suddenly a time of two kings. We go from what happens in 2020 with pestilence and with a census, the 24th census, and the consequences of what we see happening, to an election and a time of two kings. So 1 Kings chapter 1 comes right after 2 Samuel 24. You have one illegitimate king, and you have one that's anointed to be king. Adonijah, Solomon's half-brother, stole the throne when he perceived David's weakness. Solomon was anointed by God, but did not have the throne. So again, one has the anointing without the position, and the other has the position without the anointing. This happens in the 2020 election, and we enter a time of two kings after the 24th census. So after 2 Samuel 24, we enter 1 Kings 1, which is a time of two kings. And after the 24th census in 2020, we enter an election, and then what happens in the election, and a time of two kings. In the time between 2020 and 2024. So, 1 Kings 1, 5 through 11 says, "Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, why have you done so? He was also very good looking. His mother had borne him after Absalom." So this is Absalom's brother. This whole line is trouble. This is Absalom's full brother. We saw what happened with Absalom. Absalom tried to kill his father and steal the kingdom. And now you've got Adonijah that decides he's going to steal a seat he's not anointed to be in and snatch the kingdom away from David and from Solomon. Verse 9, "And Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fattened cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by En-Rogel. He also invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants, but he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaniah, the mighty men, or Solomon, his brother." Verse 11, "So Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and David, our Lord, does not know it? Verse 12, come, please let me now give you advice that you may save your own life and the life of your son." Isn't that interesting? That's verse 12. You may save your own life and the life of your son. And Yom Kippur this year fell on the 12th. So, 13, "Go immediately to King David and say to him, do you not, my lord, O king, swear to your maidservant, saying, assuredly, your son Solomon shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. Why then has Adonijah become king? Then while you are still talking there with the king, I will come in after you and confirm your words." It is the Saul David paradigm all over again. So Saul had the position without the anointing. David had the anointing without the position. Adonijah had the position without the anointing. Solomon had the anointing without the position. And who enters because the kingdom is at stake? Nathan the prophet. So when the kingdom is at stake, when the nation is in danger of falling away, the Lord sends the prophets in and utilizes them to set back in position and align what Satan and man corrupt. And so they enter this time of two kings, and there is a fight and there is a battle because Adonijah has illegitimately taken the throne. He's not been anointed by God. He has propped himself up by using man to steal a position. And the one who has the anointing right now is not on the throne. And there is a battle to overthrow the illegitimate king, to rightfully put the anointed king on it. But this happens after 2 Samuel 24 with the whole census and pestilence. Then it's that time of two kings, one illegal and one legal in God's eyes. So what we have seen happen over the past 4 years follows the parallel of 2 Samuel 24 to 1 Kings 1. It completely runs in parallel. It follows a pattern of it. Spiritually speaking, things are cyclical. The enemy loves to work in cycles. He loves to try to stand up to nations in similar circumstances and tempt them to fall in order to try to destroy that nation. And that's what we see happening in 2 Samuel 24. And in 1 Kings 1, you go from a census and pestilence to an illegal king and the one anointed fighting to get the seat back. And what do we see happening? We went in 2020 with census, the 24th census, right? 2 Samuel 24. The 24th census happened in 2020. The economy shut down. The pestilence came. 70,000 people had been dead by a month later. And then after that, you have an election where then somebody illegally takes a seat. and the one who's anointed has to fight to get it back. So we are literally watching over this four-year time, these two chapters, right? Or these books unfold in parallel before our very eyes. And this is by no accident that this is happening, because the enemy tries to work in cycles and then God comes in and breaks them. You see, the enemy comes in and tempts leaders to fall. He tempts leaders to make rash decisions. David was tempted with that census to make a rash decision when the country, okay, was. I don't want to say in crisis, but it was nearing crisis. So the enemy stands up because of what David had done with Bathsheba, right? It opened a door for a national crisis. And so the enemy exploited that, walked through that door and did what he did and tempted David. And David in his flesh foolishly fell for poor counsel that opened the door to pestilence, to ransack the entire nation. And David had to repent of that. And so we have been watching this transpire over the past 4 years, and we have to understand that A, there's nothing new under the sun. B, the enemy works in cycles. And then the Lord comes in with those who partner with him to break those cycles and deliver nations. And Nathan the prophet was sent in to deal with that illegal leadership, to speak forth who the rightful heir was to the throne, who the rightful anointed heir by God was to that seat. And Nathan came in and upended everything because he carried the judgment that came down from the throne of God to speak it forth. He carried the atonement. He carried the judgment in that case. And Nathan came in with the authority of God and spoke forth that judgment. The illegal leader was overturned, ripped from his seat, and completely fell. And the one who was anointed that had to now fight to get it back after what had happened in 2 Samuel 24 was placed on the rightful throne that God had appointed. So this is definitely precedent. This is definitely, we're watching this unfold. So be in prayer about this. Test the spirit, because this is something that is going to continue to unfold with this. So I'm going to take a look-see at 1 Kings going forward, because this parallel keeps running. And if we can see the parallel, right, we can understand what's coming. We can understand with the wisdom and insight of God what is coming, what the enemy is attempting, and what the intents of God are for this nation. So please keep that in mind as we go forth. Andrew Sorcini is here. I know he wants to talk about some of this stuff, what happened over the weekend as well with President Trump, being that we're coming off of Yom Kippur. So let's bring him in now.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. It's I always enjoy hearing you right before I come on. It's always good.
Well, thank you, Andrew. So, Andrew, incident at a security checkpoint at a Trump rally. What do you think about that?
It's actually pretty. It doesn't surprise me. It's I'm really like the powers that be are doing everything they can to possibly take the threat of another term of Donald Trump.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Like, they're so afraid, but it really, he's the only one that can really help get us back on track.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, God works through man to accomplish his exploits in the earth. And when God anoints somebody for a task, many times there's going to be an enormous amount of opposition against them for the enemy to try to destroy that plan from ever being fulfilled, because it gets fulfilled, it hurts his kingdom, it hurts his interests, it hurts his power within the earth, it hurts his power in that nation and his grip in that nation. So we're watching this spiritual war, a very heavy one, in this time, play out in the United States of America.
And the whole world is watching. Like, this is going
right.
to, this is going to send ripples like all through the whole world.
I agree.
Like, I think that he can get in there. He can end the wars that are happening almost instantly. Those don't happen on his watch. Not like we've seen.
So what have you seen from this, Andrew? So we're coming off of Yom Kippur, right? We've had in the past month and a half a lot of close calls, tumultuous incidences. So what do you see happening?
Well, I can see it. I can feel it. There's people out there are very, very nervous about this election and everything mm-hmm. else going on in the world. They're hypersensitive to so many different things. And they're in a situation where they're trying to prepare for what they know is coming, because even when Trump gets back in there, he's going to receive much more opposition than he did the first time.
Andrew's right.
And it's going to be so difficult for him. And I know that he'll get it done, but it's mm-hmm. going to take time.
Yes.
And I think we need to protect ourselves, you know, your health, your wealth, mm-hmm. everything.
I agree. Oh, Andrew, this is good. I'm going to put this up comment to Linda Lee. She's waiting for someone to contact her from Beverly Hills Precious Metals.
Linda, we will have someone call you right after this interview for sure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for putting that, Linda. So we have this Cyrus coin, and I have it right here. It says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, on one side, and the other side is the ark with the dove with the olive branch, and it says, "In God we trust, 2024 saving grace," because God is our ark, He is our covering, He is our saving grace. In this, Cyrus is a play on the prophetic Isaiah 51, having to do with King Cyrus and how in ways Trump has been compared to that. So this coin really means something for the year. That's the only way I agreed with Andrew to do this. I said, if it means something for the year, right? It means something for what God is doing, then I'll agree to do this. So Andrew does have those. They what do they call them? The Cyrus coin or the Grace coin?
We call them both. So people can reach out to us and say that they're looking for the Cyrus coin or the Saving Grace coin. But they've just been insanely popular, and the artwork on them is considered to be the best of all the different coins that we've made. And it's the one that we get the most compliments on.
Well, praise the Lord for that. And so, Andrew, is there anything else that is going on that's of great significance right now in the markets or with what's happening?
Well, a couple of things. So we've talked about BRICS. We've talked about the BRICS nations working together to de-dollarize the entire world, which is, they're succeeding. So they're expected to announce their new payment system, which is going to be a gold-backed central bank digital currency during their summit, which is going to be on the 22nd to 24th of this month. Mm-hmm. And 81.5% of the world's countries are already in on this. They've already agreed to use this new payment system. And that's the reason why gold just continues to go up. Like gold is like about $30 away from its all-time high right now. And it's likely to go much higher.
Okay.
Silver hit $32.99 the week before last, very, very briefly. And then the big banks pushed it back down like they always do. Mm-hmm. But it's they won't be able to do it for much longer. It keeps inching its way higher. I mean, when you purchased silver from us, it must have been about $20 an ounce back then.
Yeah.
So silver is up like 50% since then. It's actually done pretty amazing.
Tanya's asking, what is the minimum purchase for the coins?
It's $2,500. And sometimes we get people that can't really meet the minimum, and we've just urged them to try to pull together with family or friends or anybody that they know, and they do it all the time. So they'll make a purchase, we'll ship everything to them, and then they'll hand them to whoever else is in on the purchase.
And you know, with the holidays coming up, you know, it's nice sometimes to give people, you know, to give people the gift of silver or younger people, you know, to help start them in, you know, in their, you know, finances. Sometimes that's a nice thing to do. It's a unique out of the box idea.
It is. It's I received many of those as gifts back in the 80s when I was working in the coin shop for my first job. My boss, for every birthday or every holiday, would give me silver, and I still have them today. So to your point, it's a good way to get people started.
Oh, wow. Debbie has 13 pounds of silver nickels. That's a lot, Debbie. That's a lot.
One interesting thing about that is that the silver nickels were only made from like 1941 to 1943. And the reason is that they made them out of silver because traditionally they were made out of nickel and zinc, but they needed that to make ammunition for the war. That was right in the middle of World War II.
Yep, Trudy's writing, we will gift our kids silver for Christmas.
It's great.
Very nice gift. Very nice. Okay, so Andrew, you also do IRAs as well, gold-backed IRAs.
Yes, so it's actually quite simple to get these done now. We're getting them done in well under 2 weeks. So back 3 years ago, people used to get a little frustrated because it would take 3, 4, 5 weeks to get them open. Yeah. But we have a system where we're the only company in the entire country that has this particular way of getting the accounts open through our IRA custodian. But people that have a 401k from a place that they used to work at and don't work at anymore, you can roll those over into a precious metals IRA, and it can hold real gold and silver in a lockbox with your name on it in Delaware. And you can roll over your IRAs to do the same. And this is great because gold and silver always go up over time, and especially gold. Like it always goes up over time. Back in 2005, it was $440 an ounce. Right now, it's $2,650 an ounce. It's done quite well.
And they sell silver per ounce too. So when Andrew was saying that's the minimum, that's not just for one coin. That's for, you know, $2,500 worth of silver. And it's because California will tax the people purchasing it immensely if they don't keep above a certain minimum that California requires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what else, Andrew, can you tell us about what's happening?
Typically, when we're in an election year, mm-hmm. that's a time when there's a big run on the metals. And yes. we've actually not seen that yet. So the gold and silver are actually available. The premiums are almost at an all-time low. And it's kind of like the calm before the storm. This is a great time for people to be reaching out to us. And they have been. I would say that the number of people that watch Ark of Grace that are reaching out to us has tripled in the last couple of months. So the message that we've been carrying, that they're moving forward with it and doing their best to protect what they've worked their whole lives for themselves and their families.
Oh, yes. Andrew's very aware, guys, what kind of state California is. It's like New York, where I am. They're very similar in the way they run. And they're not the friendliest to businesses at times. They're just not, unfortunately. And so this is why we need regime changes on the two bookends of the United States of America right now. But we have Andrew's information up here. We have phone numbers, email. You could go to bh-pm.com and you can fill out their form. It's also on arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners.
Absolutely. It's but really, doing this 401k or IRA is not a taxable event. That's the number one question we get in regards to those. Sometimes you'll check with your financial advisor and they'll say, no, if you pull it out, it is taxable, but it's not. You have 60 days to do something with it. And when I say do something, that's put it into another retirement account, and that makes it not taxable.
Okay. Oh, Michael and Brenda, they have a cute little puppy there. He's so adorable. What about bank CDs? Are they safe?
I think if they're short term, that they are.
Yeah.
I would urge that people try to move away from anything really involved in the banks. Mm-hmm. It's they're so threatened by us because they know that what we're doing is good for people out there. So it's like, to give you an idea, when people agree to make a purchase for us, okay,
yeah,
and they send us a wire transfer, they go into the bank and they do it. And traditionally, the banks will just ask like two or three questions, like, how did you receive these bank wire instructions? Mm-hmm. Did you receive them by email? Do you know the people that you're sending the funds to? Now they just straight out ask you, is this for gold or cryptocurrency? And then they start planting the seed that it could be a scam, stuff like that. It definitely is not. They know it's not. Oftentimes it's my own bank, like Wells Fargo or Chase, that the people are walking into to send a wire. They could see our bank info. They could see everything. And they're still trying to make whoever's coming in to send the wire, mm-hmm. Not sure about their purchase and back out of it. And it's really up to us to push through. I'm all about the physical gold and silver. And it's so important that people definitely hold your ground when this happens.
Life with Yetis is asking, Andrew, what do you think about gold backs?
It's I wouldn't touch anything that isn't the actual physical gold mm-hmm. and silver.
Yeah.
It's because oftentimes these other products are oversold many times. So if you were somebody that, like, let's say you're a trader, okay, then I would say go get GLD or SLV on the stock market and buy those like a stock. But that defeats the purpose of owning physical gold and silver, because, you know, we've seen these disasters that have happened recently. And when that happens, you're not able to get to an ATM, like what's happening in North Carolina. Having some gold and silver can help get the things that you need.
That's when you can use that, guys. A gold you can too, but especially silver, because it's in smaller, it's in a smaller currency. You can use silver to purchase things. In fact, I have friends that own a bed and breakfast, and one of their clients pays them in silver. So it is taken as tender. Sadie is asking, I didn't get to hear the price of the for a gold coin. Can someone tell me, please?
There's a lot of different types of gold coins that we offer, so we couldn't really answer it uniformly. But the old $20 gold pieces that used to circulate, like it's an actual gold coin, has an ounce of gold in them. Those are going for about $3,100 each, to $3,150 in that range. Okay. So you can never buy gold and silver for the actual price of gold and silver. But for silver right now, the premiums are the lowest they've been in a long time. And gold is usually pretty close to it. But some of the older coins have a little bit of extra value. It gives it collector value. It makes it be a non-reportable type gold coin.
A non-reportable type asset. Yes. And so maybe you could explain the difference for that quickly, Andrew, reportable and non-reportable.
Okay. So asset. A lot of the times people out there will look for 1 ounce gold bars, like the ones that they sell in Costco, or the 100 ounce silver bars. And those look neat. They're really nice to look at. And oftentimes people want them, but that's considered bullion. Those are items that when you go to sell them, it's going to generate a 1099 and you're going to have to file it on your taxes if you sell it. But if you get the old collector coins, okay, that really are just pretty much worth the price of gold with a little bit extra, those are not reportable. Mm-hmm. So some examples would be dimes, quarters, and half dollars dated 1964 and before, the ones that a lot of us sock them away when we find them in our change.
Yeah.
So those are actually great to have. I believe Amanda has Franklin half dollars sitting right there on the desk.
Yeah, and, I might.
Yeah, those are great to have. Old silver dollars.
These.
Yeah.
Franklin and the Liberty Bell.
Yep.
There it is.
Liberty Bell. Those are not reportable. So that's a good way to go. And if you reach out to us, we'll be happy to break it down for you even more.
Yes. And Andrew and his team, they're very knowledgeable and they're very willing to help. And, you know, Andrew comes on and he graciously answers your questions, because people out there have questions. They're concerned. They don't want to be pressured. And, you know, it's always good to learn. You know, to be a good steward, you have to know what to do with God is going to you have to know what to do with what God is going to give you. And so listening to these and gaining wisdom and knowledge, you never know when the Lord is going to give you more to steward. So it's good to learn and have wisdom and counsel poured into you when it comes to these matters, for that reason, because you want to make sure then you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom, and you're equipped then to be a good steward of what God gives you.
It's so important that people actually follow what you just said, because it's when things happen, like when silver went to $49 an ounce back in 2011, when there were just a lot of bank failures and gold and silver seemed like the only place to put money at the time. People out there were trying to buy anything that they could get their hands on. And there were other people at other companies that are out there just really high pressuring people into buying right now, saying, oh, you know, if you don't buy this now, and you call me back tomorrow, it's not going to be here. Mm-hmm. Well, gold and silver have been around for thousands of years. So that same product might not be available, but we're going to have something else here for you. But it is important during times when people aren't feeling that desperate to obtain the gold and silver, that you reach out to us and have a couple of conversations with us and let us explain to you how it works. That way, when you are ready, you'll know exactly how to proceed and you'll feel comfortable once you make the decision.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Yep. Kathy, I agree with you. Yep. Praying to be a good steward over what God has promised. Amen to that. So when somebody contacts Andrew, how long does it take for your team to get back?
Oh, we're getting a hold of people within about 24 hours, unless they reach out on a Friday.
Okay.
So, So today there may have been a glitch with the email earlier because I've had like three or four people say, oh, we haven't contacted you. And one of them was the first one here, but I believe we have that fixed now. So my apologies.
Lisa Lawson says, Andrew is great. Do you know Lisa, Andrew?
I do. Hi, Lisa. Okay. It's, yeah, Lisa is a client of ours and I've spoken to her before. And, you know, sometimes I wish I could speak with everybody, but every now and then I'll text with people or email or even on a phone call.
You know, too, don't kid yourself, guys. The banks are stockpiling silver.
Yeah.
The banks right now, the major banks are stockpiling it. Now, banks don't do anything that they don't think is not going to be worth their time. So if they're stockpiling silver, that says something to you right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they're telling us, they're telling people that they don't need it. And if you insist on buying silver, they might ask you to sit down with one of their bankers and they'll try to get you into some other type of silver paper asset. But we're about the physical assets.
Exactly. So once again, Andrew's numbers are on the screen, his email, and you could go to bh-pm.com or arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. We have a link there for Andrew as well. So please reach out to Andrew and his team. Andrew, thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We'll actually, see you in a couple weeks, Andrew.
Next week.
Well, Andrew will be there. We're actually collecting for victims of the hurricane at our table at Reawaken.
Well, so we'll stop by.
Wonderful. Thank you, Andrew. And as you can see, while we're doing this interview, Cyrus's rump is in the shot. So Cyrus is sound asleep right now in the office, right? So Cyrus is dreaming. I don't know, but he's in a deep sleep right now. I don't know how anybody can sleep with my voice going in a room, but Cyrus apparently can, and it's comforting to him. So why do we do this? Let me just go over this very fast. Why do we have, you know, the last 10 minutes, sometimes Andrew comes on or somebody else comes on. First of all, these are Christian businesses. And right now, Christian businesses are being persecuted. So we want to be able to be a blessing to Christian businesses out there with the hostile environment right now, the kind of Babylonian environment that we are enduring. Secondly, I'm not taking PPP loans from the government. So I would rather hedge the ministry and the animal sanctuary in different ways. And this definitely helps. This helps with projects. This helps with the sanctuary. It helps with the ministry. It helps me with Chris and things that Chris needs. So basically, I would prefer to do it that way. And also, I have a Bachelor's of Science in Finance. So I have a business degree to begin with. Now, I get to use it in creative ways sometimes, thank God, because the Lord wastes nothing. So even though I went through all of that schooling, the Lord used it just in a different way. And it helps me identify numbers and patterns in scripture as well, and prophetically what's happening today. So just so you know, that is why we do it. And that is called wisdom. That is what that is called. So I just wanted to share that with all of you and just share my heart at the end of it. And we're very grateful for all of you that stick around and tune in when Andrew and others do come on and just pop in for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of the broadcast. So right now, we have a couple more things, so don't get off yet. We have animal photos to show you because we haven't done that in a week or so. There, now this is a sight because Cyrus and Sadie don't do this often, but here is Cyrus and Sadie hanging out in one of the guest bedrooms. Yep, we've decorated for fall, as you can see in the background. Oh, there's Chet. Chet's going to be on a broadcast soon. So we're going to have, actually, before we went live with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, he says, I want to see the bird. He wants to see Chet. So I went and got Chet out of the cage. Chet sort of talked to him through the microphone. He got to see Chet. He always wants to see Chet, Rabbi, before he goes on. But Chet will be on an upcoming broadcast. He's doing very well with his lovely girlfriend, Penelope. And there's Noah half buried in the hay. Noah's enclosure is being expanded for the winter. Noah is getting quite the upgrade in his dwelling space because he goes outside in the spring and summer for the day and comes in at night. But in the winter, we can't do that with him. So he is actually getting his indoor dwelling expanded. There's Missy smiling at the camera. She likes to get up on her, you know, show her belly, smile at the camera, hang out. Oh, there's Prince. Prince is 31 years young, and he's doing amazing, and our team takes such amazing care of him. What a happy, sweet horse. He's living his best nightlife now. His retirement package is at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, and he's having a lovely time. Oh, there's Cyrus and Missy going on a fall day walk with our team. So our team does take them out on walks down the driveway. And so basically, as you can see, the trees are turning color right now, and they took them out for a little walk. There's Chet's girlfriend, Penelope. For those of you who have not met Penelope, here she is. We're still working with her. She's slightly skittish. Came from another rescue. And so Penelope is adjusting well. She really likes Chet. It's been nice to kind of see Penelope grow, because she wanted nothing to do with people, and now she's getting a little better. So we're hoping, you know, over the next year, she's really going to make an advance in that. And there's Bixby, one eye open, napping upstairs in his favorite window seat. On our top floor, we have all the cat towers and the cat trees and everything for the cats. They like to hang out up there. So that's where he is. Oh, and there's Gideon taking a stretch. There's Snow and Blossom. I don't know. They've made a triangular formation for some reason, but they're all hanging out. And there... there's Duchess, and there's Chester looking like a deer in headlights with boots at the door. It's like watching Nat Geo for them. So them being able to look outside and watch Duchess is like watching Nat Geo for them, and that's what's going on here. Oh, my goodness, and those are our animal photos for the week. Also, our newsletter and texting. If we would love to be able to keep in touch with you and send you our newsletter and give you our text messages that we send out. And it's free. It is free to sign up. Newsletter is free. And so the texts that we send, they're free to you. And so basically you could go to our website, arcofgrace.org. On the main page, you will see the button that says newsletter sign up. You could put your name, your email, and your phone number to sign up for the newsletter and the text blast. Also, our social media handles, we'll get into that in a moment. But yes, we do text blast. So please sign up for that also when you sign up for the newsletter. And our social media handles. There you go. So please, we're asking you to sign up on these handles if you can. Ark of Grace Ministries on Rumble and YouTube. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. TikTok is at Ark of Grace Ministry. So is Telegram. So is Truth Social. And we also are on Roku. So please, we're asking you to just go and subscribe to these. It does help us. It helps us with the algorithms as well. And lastly, we have a prayer line. So for those of you who don't know, we have a prayer line Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call one of those two numbers, and we have amazing people waiting to pray with you, to agree with you, to listen. And so we're very happy we were able to do this. This was a need. We're happy we're able to fill that need. So please, you need someone to agree with you in prayer, call our prayer line. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And yep, we're coming to Selma, North Carolina this week. We're looking so forward to being able to meet with you, pray with you, talk with you. We love meeting those who watch Ark of Grace. And so we're very excited about that. And then we're going on we have to make a quick stop in Charlotte before coming home. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. If you haven't watched the Yom Kippur Word, it's worth watching. Please go back and watch it. The Spirit of the Lord really moved and hit there. And today we will be putting the notes up on the blog so you can see about 2 Samuel 24 and 1 Kings 1 and the connection between 2020 to 2024 and what has happened. There is most certainly a prophetic mystery and a connection with this. So we will be putting that up on the blog as well. So thank you everyone for joining us this evening. Thank you to our team. God bless you. Keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. It is living, active, and current for every generation, and we have to speak it. Also, Psalms 123, 34, Psalm 34, he keeps all our bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. That's part of Psalm 34. Psalm 35, you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. I take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I draw out shield and javelin, spear and javelin, and close up the way of those who pursue and persecute me. The Lord is my deliverance. Psalm 51 is the created me a clean heart, O God. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3. We now have these scriptures that have to do with these chapters for you. We put them up on Yom Kippur. Here it is. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20. Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. They're in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say these scriptures every night. Every night before bed. And in the one that is chapter 3, at the beginning, it says, for this cause I bow my knees, I'm on my knees. Okay, so I literally do what the scripture is saying to do. So we encourage you to start saying these scriptures every single day. It really allows more wisdom to be poured into you and for you to begin to see things you have never seen before. And of course, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, we encourage you to make that part of your prayer life as well, being that Jesus emphasized this to his disciples and taught them to pray this way. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll be putting out shorts this week while we travel, so look for those. Those shorts will be going out. We will see you in Selma, North Carolina. Keep the faith, everyone. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.